Anwar Ibrahim, the longtime politician who spent years in prison, has been sworn in as Malaysia's new prime minister. It follows Saturday's election, in which no party got a clear majority. His coalition won the most seats in the vote, but former leader Muhyiddin Yassin insists he's secured a majority in parliament. Florence Louis has more from Kuala Lumpur.
Muhyiddin Yassin has been saying that he's got the support of 115 members of parliament. They've all signed declarations, he says, expressing their support for him to be the next prime minister of Malaysia. So it still leaves that question open, just how much support Anwar Ibrahim has. And it also leaves open the question of, you know, with an Anwar-led government, can there be political stability? Now, one analyst we spoke to says there is possibility. He could be leading a minority government, even though Malaysia has never seen that form of government before.
New Russian airstrikes have left several Ukrainian cities without power and water as temperatures plummet. President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Moscow of crimes against humanity. China has recorded more than 31,000 COVID-19 cases in one day, the highest so far. The city of Zhengzhou is now preparing to lock down for 5 days. Meanwhile, the world's biggest Apple iPhone maker, Foxconn, has apologized to workers at its factory in Zhengzhou after a protest over pay and a COVID policy turned violent. Iran says the United Nations has reduced the cause of human rights to a political tool. The comments come after a meeting of the UN Human Rights Council on Iran's reaction to nationwide protests following the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in police custody. Syrian state media reporting the former commander of the Kurdish Syrian Democratic Forces has been killed in a Turkish drone strike. Ankara has launched an air operation against Kurdish groups in northern Syria. Turkey blames YPG and PKK for a blast in Istanbul a week ago. Pakistan has named Lieutenant General Asim Munir as chief of the army. His appointment coincides with a dispute between the military and former Prime Minister Imran Khan, who blames the army for playing a part in his ousting earlier this year.
Hey everyone, Sami Zeidan here from Essential Middle East Podcast. On this week's episode, we're going to be talking about what role the Mondial and football in general have played in Middle East culture and life.